DBZ on the track, DBZ on the track. Baby boy the prince. Big time, old cast my role. Extreme entertainment.
Ooh, this is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big bills. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live. Little boy still pushing big wheels. I stack my money, lay low and chill. Don't need to work hard, that's the way I feel. I feel like this is the way I live.
Woo! Wow. Here we go again. We got Spoonface sitting to my right. We got I'm trying to think of their names. You got Clink Clunk sitting across from him.
Apple Picker.
We got Dirty Legs sitting across from him. That's me, your boy Apple Picker. These were all the made up words from the Tosh Show when they did the Is That Racist?
Oh, gotcha.
And they do like a, what do they call it? Like a study group? Or not a study group, a consensus group.
Control group.
It was like, you know, they just had words and it was like, which ones are offensive to you? Sugar Taster. And I'm good.
That was offensive?
Yeah, the white lady got offended. And he goes, why are you offended by that? And she goes, and she's sitting next to the black guy. And because they had like black guy, white lady,
it was
a gay guy, Mexican guy, and then an Asian lady. Mm-hmm. And then the white lady was like, why are you offended by that? She's like, I don't know. I don't know why you keep calling him that. And he's like, why do you keep pointing to the black guy? And he was like, yeah, I'm going to ask the same thing. Like, bitch, why are you pointing at me? And then there was you watch the video, it's hilarious.
Very funny.
He's like, apple picker, and the black guy's like,
yeah.
He's like, why are you offended by that? He's like, because nobody calls me an apple picker. Like, yeah, what if you were to pick an apple? Still. He's like, what are some things I can call you? And he's like, says something, he's like, nope. He's like, something else, nope. Like, dirty legs. That's the way he says it. No, like, what about tan eyes? I'll take that.
Tan eyes.
Oh, yeah. We're here, me, Tommy, John, and fucking Connell.
Back again.
Yeah. Back like you forgot his keys.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
The first question I have for John and Tommy is, like, have you guys been fucking pranking me lately? Have you guys been putting, like, longer shoelaces in my shoes?
No.
I wish I could take credit for that.
That would be great, though. That's
a good joke.
I thought it was funny, because my other shoes, I swear to God, like, I retie them, and, like, I'm like, all right, the loops or the tips they're not touching the ground. Yeah. And, like, an hour later, I'm like, hell?
Now,
I can't remember if I asked you guys about that off mic or not, but I was like, I thought it was a funny idea. Like, I know you guys didn't prank me, but if you did, I would respect it.
But now,
but you guys like, well,
that's a solid prank.
Yeah.
Now I can't
steal the idea, guys. If you want to prank your friends,
now I can't speak for the other two fellas. You know, John East and Jimmy North. I have no idea what the fuck those guys do tonight. So
Jimmy North, man.
Ooh, he's the worst one.
He's a problem.
John West, he doesn't even drink on Wednesdays before we get home. He just fucking blacks out, goes John East, goes to Walmart and buys shoelaces.
Once I thought about like how funny that was, like if you guys were doing it, like I'm just at the grocery store, like, God damn, are they putting longer? like nobody's around me, it's not for the bed. I'm just like, yeah, they're putting longer laces. I gotta write that down for the cans.
It's the most innocent, like, practical joke John East ever did in his life. This would be sick, man.
I kind of want to hit somebody with it.
Like, after you say that, like, that's a solid joke. Like,
once you start, you got to commit.
Yeah. It's like, I get Lily, and Mel's like, where are these long laces coming from? You know?
Well, see, I would be
like,
okay.
I don't change my own shoe. Like, Lily doesn't change her shoelaces.
Yeah, right. I would be okay because I tie my shoes once and just slip them on after that until they come untied.
Right. Well, why do you think... Well, my...
That would be a dedicated joke to even tie them back for like lace them up.
Well, you'd have to, because I would notice. But, yeah. If you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't untie your shoes,
it's one thing if the knot's loose, but if it's untied,
you're gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
But you'll have to notice the longer rabbit ears on the lace.
You have to find a way to tuck the back of it down in the heels, so that way
that was what would be funny, and then you're like, "What the fuck?" Like. It's like you're tripping over it,
But no, I think
you bar lace it the second time around. Dave's like, "What the fuck is this?"
I think blue's the main culprit, because that's why I have to tie my shoes so much nowadays. He fucks with it because I keep my shoes down here. He fucks with it when nobody's here, when I'm sleeping. Because I've seen it before where he's over there like batting at the shoelace. I'm like, "Bitch, get out!"
He's like, "Oh,
never get out,
knock it out."
But then the next day I'm at the store and my shoe comes untied and. These are how jokes are written, guys. These are how pranks are invented. I go, they're putting longer shoelaces in my shoe.
That's immediately what your mind went to.
It is.
What? My cat probably fucking... fucking John and Tommy. God damn it.
Because I was walking, or maybe I was at the med, but even at work. Yes, when I was walking, I could hear it like kind of a little... And I'm like, why is the tip of my shoelace touching the fucking ground, dude? He's crazy kicksters.
It's crazy that you noticed that. I would have never noticed that.
I'm probably too aware for, it's like my own downfall.
I'm just happy that's where your mind went, like Thomas.
Immediate.
These motherfuckers.
These like, sons of bitches.
These jokes.
Yeah. You go buy some fish to fucking like put under our beds.
I would try to think of something, like Jim did to Dwight with like a nickel in the headset. Like, I'm trying to find somewhere it's like the shoelaces,
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna get them back nice and easy.
That is brilliant, though. I don't know why nobody's. I'm sure somebody's thought about it, but I've never.
I don't know. That's not.
Yeah. I've never heard. I mean. I'm not saying it's never been done any time in the world. Yeah, we got to see even when shoelaces were invented.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. Tying your shoes is that old of a thing. Like, Jesus couldn't tie shoes.
Oh, he had sandals. But he tied his sandals because they had, like, little ropes.
I don't think a boy could tie. Jesus could do a lot. I don't think he could tie shoes. I'm just saying.
Jesus was the first Boy Scout.
I never read any stories about bicycles in the Bible.
Tie any knot you need.
Like, that's what gets me to hell. Like, you tease me because I can't tie shoes or ride bikes.
Ooh.
You going down. I'm like, I thought it was a joke.
Jesus is like, dude, I heard this on episode one, whatever. Yeah. 135.
And God giving, I live another, 70, 80 years or whatever, and I forget that I made this dumb. And then I get to heaven, he's like, remember episode 112? I said room 112, where the players dwell.
Yeah.
He's like, that ain't going to cut it.
Jesus going to be like, nah, Dad, I got this one.
Jesus cares, man. He's canceled.
I've been waiting on this one.
I was like, yeah, you can't swim. That's why you walk on water. Like, I'm like, no, you're doing a miracle. Nobody can walk on water. No. You can. You just can't swim. He's like, why do you got to throw the jabbing at the end, Dave?
Yeah. I don't believe it. I don't trust
why you got to put that in there?
Jesus.
Jesus. What?
Jesus me.
That's funny.
I love Jesus. I love God.
Uh-huh.
But those are funny. I don't know. Have you guys ever really conducted any pranks on, I mean, anything outside of like, hey... We egged some houses in eighth grade.
Got my one buddy in high school to fucking sniff incense smoke because I told him to get him higher.
Jeez.
He literally like fucking hovered over it.
Was he like sneezing a lot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He had headaches. Jeez,
man. You had brown boogers for 3 days.
He obviously didn't like... do it for the whole time because I started laughing as soon as he started. I'm like, it was a joke initially. I didn't think he was actually going to fucking do it. Whoopi but then Goldberg, when he committed, I'm like, oh no, you're.
It's a Whoopi Goldberg was born without eyebrows. No one's going to believe this. And if someone does, you're like, I'm just going to see how.
I'm going to let it roll.
Something about once you put something in motion.
I don't know
theory that is, but I had a ton of those little throwaway ones, like a different buddy, one of my sons in high school, Eric, shout out Eric Greer. Like my buddy Justin's, they had like this massager thing, but like when you opened it, it would turn on, when you closed it, it would turn off. And it was just a little one for your arms. or for her private parts. I don't know what Justin's mom was doing.
Playing with it though?
She might have been playing with it down there.
I don't see where you play with it.
I mean, we were all like, yeah, use it, you know, we're a sport athletes. I mean, I wasn't like, I was like, let's get to the bottom of this. Get it, bottom?
I definitely would have.
But no, so like, it was, the batteries were low. And I told Eric that it was, so sometimes it worked, sometimes it wouldn't. I told Eric that, because it was sitting on the back of the couch by a window. He said, what's this doing up there? Like, it's a massager at solar power. He's like, oh, okay. And then, like, we're watching, you know, BET 106. Like, and then 10 minutes later, like, I think I went to go take a shit. And I come out, and, like, Keith is cracking up. And Eric's just leaning over the couch in the window with the fucking massager collecting, you know, Sunny D, vitamin D. Fucking, like, I'm like, what? And he's like, dude, what? But yeah, again, not the greatest prank in the world, but just come out like, saying, yeah. Wait, what am I missing? Who's laughing at what? Pants barely up, like, oh.
This guy.
Oh, Eric, you fell for it. That's so sweet.
That's so sweet.
Oh my God, I love you so much. But, yeah, and I already told the reindeer tipping story on here, I think around Christmas. Somebody's, I didn't go with them on this venture, but I was at the house. We were staying, like, I was with these guys at the house. And then they went across the street. It's snowing. This is Michigan. And they try to tip over the, like, yard deer with the lights. And they're, like, staked in the ground. So, like, it goes down and pops right back up. And they're, like, they try a couple times. Like, oh, fuck. It, literally, like, seventh grade. And then, you know, they just walk back across the street, leaving snow tracks.
Yeah,
back to their house.
So the neighbor, so we're at my buddy Jimmy's house. Like, Jimmy, who I grew up with, the teeth and head guy. I think I've told some of you. Anyways, we're staying at his house, and it's my hockey buddies, and Jimmy don't play hockey, but it was like, oh, you know, we're all hanging out at this house, Westland. Now I have to pay money on the hotel, and, like, my buddy's mom, you know, doesn't know any of these hockey kids. Like, it's a knock from her neighbor, who she's known for fucking 10, 15 years. Like, oh, well, your kid's over in my yard? Like, I don't think so. Everyone's like, no. He's like, well, why is there footprints? And, like, my deer's, like, a little rough. They're like, did you guys go reindeer tipping? Like, how'd they know?
Just connected A to point B.
Well, yeah, they're like, it's a fresh prince.
Your shoes are still got snow.
Yeah. Didn't even melt yet. But, egged a couple houses back in my day.
I was in the prank guy.
No.
We did one prank. I don't know if you guys even know these things, but it's like a plastic rug for high traffic areas in your house.
Okay, yeah.
They had little spikes on the bottom.
Yeah.
I'm trying to prank my brother, but my mom walks through and does the Jay's brow, pissed off at everybody. Who did this? And nobody else is at the house, so I had to take that.
I think I had to. I narked on my buddies for the reindeer tip, and it was like, me and Brett didn't go out. Travis, Pat, Barb, your son Jimmy went. But we fucking played probably GTA, like, one where it's like you get the overhead view.
Little Elvis fucking GTA, dude walking down the goddamn
maybe GTA
road.
2 was out. I can't remember, but who? I don't even know if they had. But yeah, playing like the PlayStation 1 GTA.
I've never even seen GTA 2.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I know three.
Wait, what was...
One and two were both the blimp view, like you're talking about, the overhang. I don't know, and three was the first third person. Okay. And
yeah, that's right. Cause
and then Vice City was after that. Yeah, Vice City, fucking San Andreas, fucking...
I played Vice City in college.
Vice City's my favorite Grand Theft Auto of all time. Like,
City, really? See, I never finished that. Like, I finished Grand Theft Auto 3, but... You know, I didn't have a memory card, so I let that shit run for a week.
Let that bitch run.
Another buddy of mine did that, melted a hole in the game. From running hot, the laser that reads, you know, was like,
or maybe
it didn't cool off, so.
Well, the fan might stop too, you know.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh shit.
Jeez.
But I was I'm almost done, so I'm just gonna fucking risk it. I think video games like $30 back then. It was, I had a summer job. I could get another.
I always loved how they had the fucking Scarface fucking nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
And then fucking, it was the first one you could ride motorcycles on.
Yeah.
So it was like, fucking, let me get on that cross rocket.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Vice City, like, that was...
Remember,
so I finished
right in front of the lawyer's office? The ramp right there? Oh, my God.
My favorite thing in Vice City was you could jump out of the car while it's moving. And so, like, this was the one where if you stole the car and you drove quick enough, like, the people that were in the car, like, were in the car.
Yes.
Until you slowed down.
Until you stopped.
Or drive them into the water. And, man, that's mostly what I did on Miami, or GTA. Oh, yeah, it was just Vice, right? Vice City.
Yeah.
I completed like 6 missions. Mm-hmm. But like the other one, I was so eager to beat. I was like, it was so fun. This one, I'm like, dude, yeah, fucking strippers.
Yeah.
You can drive cars into the ocean.
It was also the first one with the multiple gun cheats. Like, 3 only had the one, the R1, R2, L1, R2, left on, right up, left on, right up. Mm-hmm. Fucking Vice City added the other 2. And you get different fucking guns in the package.
I don't think you were supposed to have those cheats. I remember having those printed out, tucked in my game case, like $1 million? Huh?
Just hide them?
I mean, I didn't want to lose them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
my parents didn't know what the fuck
I actually scratched mine in my mom's kitchen, living room table. So what the fuck is this?
Yeah, see, that's why you didn't kill it.
I need.
But if you printed them out and left them on the kitchen table, she wouldn't be mad. But since she scraped
it. She's going to toss it for sure.
I mean, my mom might have been like, what the fuck is this shit? But I was like, yeah, I got to print another one. It's like the library. She's like, 10 cents in the jar for printing a paper.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If it's not for school, 10 cents. Like,
10 cents.
No, we didn't do this. Paper. It's like, nothing's free around here, all right?
Oh, like, that's in our public library. That's how it was. And they'll check you. How many you? So I just go and throw $1 in the bucket and be like, I might do a lot.
When you first start out there, first 10 pages are free.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm playing a lot of video games, printing a lot of pictures.
That's one thing I do miss in gaming is fucking cheat codes, man.
I do miss that shit too.
Like, that was so fun. Like,
and I think those cheats is the reason why people just had fun with the game and do most of the missions.
Yeah. You fucking make some wild shit happen. Yeah. Like,
well, and here's what
Tony Hawk has, like, the fly mode, and you can sit up there and just do tricks all day and just rack up fucking points.
I think that's what they're like, yeah, dude, just let them have fun playing the game. Like, the creators obviously put the cheat, like, it wasn't like, our game got hacked.
Yeah,
those cheat codes, like, nobody ever had any gripe about it.
Nope.
It was like,
we loved it.
We want you guys to have the most fun of this game. Hey, did you know? Like, they leaked the secret.
Yeah.
Like, up, down, left, right. That was one for Sonic.
What's it called? Cheatcodes.com or
whatever? We had a Game Shark for our regular Nintendo. I used to have a Game Shark for that thing.
Remind me what a Game Shark is?
It just, like, unlock, like, I couldn't remember if it unlocked, like, all the games, or if it was like, all right, you plugged in, let's say, a hockey game for it. Like, it was more or less cheat codes.
Oh.
But before, I don't know, I guess they had stronger computers in the systems. But somebody give Game Shark a Google.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that term.
They had it for the early systems. I remember ours was like gold, and it was like a little, like, it was the same, or the same size as a, like, Nintendo cartridge. But there was a little, like, skinny flaps.
You say 64?
Fucking do NES, buddy.
NES.
We might have had it for... I think we might have had one for a 64. I really can't remember. But, no.
Was that it?
Yeah, that first picture. That was the game to show them. Yeah, a little gold plate. You put the game in there.
Yep.
And, like, it unlocks everything or something.
That's pretty
fucking
cool.
Like, it was fucking gnarly. Mm-hmm. I don't even remember how we got that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But...
Well, we was broke as hell, so we damn sure we barely had a game on a Game Shark.
We had a buddy whose dad, like, owned a movie and video game rental place. Mind you, this is the late 90s, so that was pretty fucking sick.
Yeah,
Mid to late.
What are you talking about?
So I'm assuming we might have got it from that guy. Like, hey, here, kids, we got an extra Game Shark.
Oh, my God.
Sweet!
I would actually be impressed if I knew somebody that owns a video shop today.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, he also owned a construction business. He was a guy. I don't know if he was balling or if it was the 90s, like, shit's tight.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I own this little side gig, movie rentals. Because we lived in the city as well, so it was like, he's competing with, like, Blockbuster and shit. But it's also like, pick out a game free. We always went for Paperboy 2 for Super Nintendo. We fucking stayed on that game.
In, like, the right town, you could probably fucking start up a video store, and, like, the nostalgia would... Portland keep you in business.
I was going to say porn. I was like, geez, where?
Porn? You can get porn.
No. Portland. My hometown,
we still had go rent a movie store, you know, up until like a year ago.
That's what I'm saying. The right town, like, if you open one up, I'm sure, like, the nostalgia and everything would fucking bring people in just because, like, oh, this is fucking dope. We can do this again.
This year, but I don't even think I had mine on sleep. But
sorry.
No, you're good, buddy.
What were you about to ask me, Dave?
Oh, that your town got rid of it. Because I want to say you and I talked. I guess it would have been some years, a couple of years ago. But it was like, I think Gladwin still has a fucking video rental place.
It's like a vape / CBD place. Yeah. Now.
And Gladwin might be like, I think people still use tanning beds there. Like, that's how Gladwin's stuck in time a little bit. Dude, shout out my friends from Gladwin. But man, yeah, that city could use a regentrification. not white regentrification, just like modern shit.
Well, even like
maybe some more black people, that could be it.
But even like up to a year ago, it was half tan bed, half VHS, DVD rental. Until 2023, it was still there.
Like, crazy. Skin cancer news finally made it to Portland and Gladwin. Like, we shouldn't be sleeping in sun beds. Like, no, I don't think you should. I mean, go outside for a little bit. Get some, like, but no, you shouldn't be there baking for 18 minutes. What are you talking about?
Flipping yourself?
I used to do that shit, too. Well, I used to actually use them.
I used them from time in high school. Yeah, I used to fake bake.
I've never been in a town.
I've never seen one.
It was like if you did it as a dude, you were gay.
Wait, come on. Why haven't you seen one?
I guess my mom was like a tanning bed already, just like poop.
Yeah.
Nice golden brown. The general made this one. Not the general, the colonel.
Yeah.
This is Kentucky Fried.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
So which one are we going to try?
We got some different beers here at work, from work. Which one do y'all want to go for? I don't care. I'm down for all of it. Any of it. I don't like this one, but we can still try it. I'll still take a little sip.
Is that
sip. A sour? Called the Diskin Cider?
Yes. That's what we need.
All right.
See, what's my bag?
Was that the... What is that?
Curious about this one. The Austrian lager.
What's it called? 100
no,
I like me a lager, so I think...
Keep talking about it.
Yeah, that fucking... Little River IPA, probably not going to like it, but I'll try it.
What's that one, Little River? I did taste this one. Don't remember.
I'm not an IPA guy. I
just
tried good old-fashioned Bush Latte.
Yeah.
But I like stouts. I like sours. Just I've never really had a taste for the IPAs.
It's like, well, this Pabst Blue Ribbon, I think I'm going to like this.
There has been a couple of that were bearable.
Now, I don't know what that beer was that we had, but... The one with the little alien on it?
This Island Earth.
Was it a Zool?
Yeah, it's from Zool. Oh. Zool, like a Zool. I tried to get them all pretty even, guys. But yeah, this is the Diskin Cider. Not a sponsor, but hey, we're trying out called Mayor Berry. It's a blueberry lavender cider.
That smells good.
Really good.
Just cheers it up.
Here's to beers, boys.
Here's to beers.
Oh, yeah, man. It's got cranberry juice.
It's got a little sour thing.
I bet you it's got that sour mix in there. But
yeah, it's like cranberry juice.
It was good.
Not mixed, but yeah, I like it. I can fucks with that.
Can we drink it all? Or?
I'm going to, yeah. Unless you don't like it. If you don't like it, we're not going to make you finish it, but...
Yeah.
I think kind of liked it.
Kind of tastes like a wine beer.
Yeah, I love my cranberry juice. Like, it tastes like cranberry juice.
That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Like it is. What if wine was, you know, like the carbonation of a beer? Like
left out overnight after being in the refrigerator. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah, that cider was good.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. And that's Diskin?
Diskin Cider.
Diskin Cider.
It doesn't even taste like a cider.
Mayor Berry. The blueberry lavender.
We got that in already? It's Mayor, dude. I don't know if we've had that in. I don't know if they were trying to use that for a tasting that just never happened or...
I might ask
about it. Be like, yo.
What's that?
That's why I saved some of these cans. Like that can behind you, that Keef can.
Mm-hmm.
It's a THC... Like,
Yeah. Crush?
THC soda. Yeah, there was orange and grape. Don't be offended. But they were like... which one do you want? I was like, I mean, I like grape, but I like orange. Like, I want the orange.
I do.
And they're, well, did they ever offer you the other one or no?
What other one?
There was the grape one.
No.
I think they honestly felt that they were to, would be offensive. And I wasn't trying to set them up, although that is a funny prank.
Fucking like, hilarious.
I'll take the orange. you give Connell the grape. if you're really his friend.
Yeah.
you know, like, between us, they love grape.
Oh yeah.
so let's see how big your balls are, huh?
Yeah.
that's hilarious.
And they never gave it to you, so yeah, that's what I think they even might have like said a little like joke, kind of like leave the grape one. I was like, no, I know kind of loves orange soda. I fucking love orange soda too. Like, I like grape juice.
Yeah,
and they said, what's juice, motherfucker?
But we was talking about it today at work, and I don't know if I can just bring it up.
No,
it was like when some people like they say they're describing me, they don't want to say I'm a black dude. But
oh yeah,
for future reference, you guys, we're black. Call us black. We will take black.
Yesterday, hey, at
black
work,
dude. We take
one,
that.
Yesterday, one of our vendors came in. We'll just call her Jay.
Yeah,
she's very sweet. Very attractive. She walked up to me, and we've had like small interactions. Like we know of each other's, but it's nothing. Like I'm not like, oh, what up, man? yeah. she ain't no BBG actually. But so she and Kyle have to have communications for like, oh, hey, we got returns to send back. Oh. Well, she walked in the store and was like, hey, I got your text last night or yesterday or something like that. I got your text earlier, and I was like, I don't think it was for me. And then she looked at my name, so I said, oh, it wasn't you. I was like, Connell? She's like, yeah, Connell. And then I go, yeah, he's bigger. He's the guy bigger, blocker than me. And like my one boss, she started like cracking up, like, oh my God, dude. Just kind of like paused and like kind of started laughing. Was like, all right.
Yeah.
But it was just like, I don't think I said anything out of school Like,
and the funny part about it,
am I the only one that knew? and he was bigger and blacker than me? Like, holy shit.
Well, it's like when you go to somebody, you'd be like, hey, this white dude, it's the same deal, you know.
Better not.
you better not.
No, that's what I'm talking about earlier. Someone's like, hey, yeah, the short little funny white kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, they call me funny?
Appreciate that.
Oh, they call me black?
they call me skinny?
yeah. You try to say it. I'm a little husky.
Me too, brother.
But yeah, no, we thought that was funny that most some people are like, you can't, why are you using race as a description? Or the skin color description. You're like,
I mean, what do you?
I'm painting a fucking picture here, guys. like, what does him being have to be black do with the story? I'm like, well, later on when he's calls me the N-word, I'm not arguing with a white guy. so that's why this early detail is a little important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say the word.
Yeah.
Like, I'm quoting him. I can say it. No.
But, that's what he called me. We want to Boondocks the teacher.
Oh, I think the only time I've seen that line was when they were showing the comparison of the actor.
Oh no!
With the voice on the cartoon. Go ahead. So.
They had the little kid Riley, and he called Riley's parent in and was like, "Dude, the way he talks is crazy. Like, how do you talk? Oh nigga, this. Oh nigga, that. Nigga, let me borrow a French fry." And he went off and was like, "Nigga, how can a nigga borrow a French fry? I mean, he's a French. You gotta see.
Isn't that the white guy that plays that?" Or no, am I thinking?
I don't know.
There's a different character on there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's white on the show. It's the guy that's fuck. He's in like some Sandler movies and shit.
I don't know, but dude, you gotta hear him go off. He goes off and it's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Because like I said, someone had sent me a TikTok of the person doing the voice and the and some of the people. You'd be like, oh shit! Like I didn't know that big celebrity.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
Boondocks, right?
Boondocks.
Yeah. Right. It's on like my continue to watch it. I think I dozed off during the first episode like a few weeks back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hilarious, but that's funny.
All right. You guys want to break it up?
Smoke break.
No time to sport as hell. Damn it. What was so fucking funny, you guys?
Shoe strings.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to tell some cabin jokes?
Ooh.
I want to hear some cabin jokes.
I remember when we was talking about that, but I didn't even think about it.
I
got it.
The one I came up with, the only... So, I can't remember if I've talked about it in the cast. Whatever. But Kynell would come up with the best. Some call them dad jokes. I don't know. I think dad jokes are different than this style of joke. And I mean this in the best light.
It's a Kynell style joke.
It's, yeah. You know, if we have, if your father could think of these jokes, you're lucky kids talking to the four of you. It was beyond damn bad jokes, but the only original one.
Thanks, man.
Oh, shit. I had a social media. Yeah, you got it, brother. All right. Up next. So, what's a capper's favorite place to read?
The library. Oh, shit.
I'm not just finishing.
The library. He, I don't know why you said that, because that was my favorite kind of...
You can go knock, knock, and he'll say the punchline somehow. You're like, I didn't say who's there. I know who's there. I'm Jimmy North.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Jimmy North is one from the Bronx, and two has superpowers. So, and he's an asshole. So,
I don't like him.
I don't like him either.
All right, Jimmy from the North, what are we drinking now?
Oh, we got the Yeehaw Cerveza.
So it's a Mexican styled beer.
Yeah, word.
Made by whites.
So it's Taco Bell.
But better.
It is really good. It is
really good. Oh, yeah. I was like, dude, I know this one's perfect.
That's smooth.
Same, with the red can beer. Yep. I was like, that's going to be good.
Okay, that
can. Oh, this one?
Is that the one you don't like, Tommy?
No, that's the one I've been looking at. Like, it's an Austrian lager. I fucking love a lager.
He loves Australian lagers.
Austrian.
That's what I said.
No, so, you said Australia.
I don't know.
You like Australia? You like Australia?
He said, ah, fuck.
Ah, fuck. Well, yeah. I was like, no,
Dave, that's not the right accent. They're like, no, we're saying the same thing.
How's it been living with...
Sorry. Got all cuffed and... Grandpapa John.
G-Pa John.
Put your hands up in the air, cut up, and I'll pay your back. He patted a grown man's back.
I do that.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I'll expect my buddy to do that shit for me.
That's my new favorite John West moment.
Yeah. I was here to help.
I don't pat my kids back when they cough. I'm like, yeah, I told you.
Come on.
You got it. Come on.
It's a Cheerio. Switch it around in your throat. You can breathe through the little hole.
Yeah. It's like, smack me on my back ain't affecting my esophagus, you know.
How's it
feel living with a keg for like a couple of days?
We should actually try to see if we can get any beer out of that at some point.
Okay.
Today, tonight. Do you want to grab a few pint glasses out?
Yes, sir.
Try it out.
Will do.
That's perfect.
Got a free keg from work. Again, mm-hmm. It's a pretty decent place to work out.
Mm-hmm.
Shout
out City Farms.
Shout out CF
CFG.
W and S. But no B. No B, baby. Get rid of beer.
Do you think they should put wine, spirits, and beer up there?
I mean... At least in lowercase. You know, we got local beer. It's mostly wines and spirits, but we got a little bit of beer. All right. One thing I brought up to Kynell, I don't even remember. The one thing I brought up to Kynell, I don't even remember why, this was probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. Y'all remember the Girls Gone Wild days?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
come on now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Favorite commercials ever.
Did you guys ever...
Comedy Central, Late Night?
Oh, my God. Any channel, Late
you
Night.
You get it. Oh,
wait. Mine was Comedy you Central catch, where I watch it.
You catch some nip every now and then. Those fucking...
Oh, God.
They wouldn't pop it up quick enough. You catch some nip every now and
then. Oh, yeah. Oh, the experts
there was never any real... Trust me, I was studying those. Like, no, please let the blooper... It's not going to slip.
I've seen nips.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
I've seen nips in the commercials.
Yeah.
Give it a goog. Let me see this. Because I promise you, the guy would have been in a lot more trouble than what he got into years later from the FCC. Like, you can't have any nip on Comedy Central.
Like, it's like 2 in the morning, fucking...
Brother, I know what you're talking about.
You got to see Nip.
You didn't see no Nip.
It was very faint, very fucking quick.
No, it wasn't. You were 12 and you thought you saw Nip. And then you told, I thought I saw Britney Spears' nipple in a music video once because I was like, oh, she leaned down quite a bit. There was no Nip. They wouldn't air that on MTV if there was a Nip slip.
I can't.
A subliminal Nip slip for the boys.
I can't go to any of these without going to a porn site.
Oh. What'd you Google?
You can clear your history.
Nip slip.
Nip slip. You can't. You can't YouTube Nip
slip. Girls Gone Wild. Google Nip slip commercial.
Girls Gone Wild commercial.
Commercial Nip slip.
I if you put Nip slip in there,
yeah,
it's we'll watch every commercial. They're all pretty much the same. Like, I don't think they had that many different commercials. If now, if you watch the commercials enough where you're like, that's a new girl, all right, maybe it is time for bed. If you're remembering when they got new sluts on the show or on the DVD.
Commercial. On the commercial.
But no, they're not sluts. I remember, I don't remember the guy's name, but I remember like he got in trouble because they did a, I don't know if it was on like VH1, MTV, some shit where they did kind of a behind the scenes type thing on this operation. Mm-hmm. And like certain girls, like they would sign the paperwork, and I believe rightfully so, they had the option to like come up like a minute later, an hour later, I don't, you know, and be like, I'm gonna rip up that contract and I want you to delete that footage, like. I don't want my titties to be out there on DVDs.
Yeah, for everybody to see.
And mind you, this is like, this is, you know, slow speed internet shit, but yeah, I think that guy got in trouble for some fucked up shit. Also, if there's a documentary on it, I haven't heard about it.
I thought they did. It was like it's like a TV show. So it's like he got his own, I think he got his own episode. No, it was like a...
I saw a documentary on a guy that he ran a porn site and would have girls like shove shit up their butthole and whatnot. It was like the most hated man on the internet. Oh, he had like ruup.com was his like thing or something like that. Or ruup.com. But like he would be like, hey, wear this merch for the website, blah, 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 blah. People were paying to like watch these girls' videos. And he was like, all right, here's $10 for, you know. It's like, oh, they paid this much. I don't know.
No. Just two pumps?
Dude, fucked up shit out there. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring the cast down. But. Yeah, the girl's going wild shit. There was no Nip slip, guys.
Okay.
Maybe it's a goddamn Mandela effect.
Yeah, I think I saw Nip. Maybe I really wanted to see a Nip, but...
I got
to
believe it's that. I know Tommy's
sure. Our imagination got the better of it.
Well, I wasn't alone. I remember seeing Nip.
That's fair, but that's like when you're watching the splotchy TV channels. Like me and John, this was our Girls Gone Wild commercials back in the day.
I know what you're talking about.
You guys,
I know you know
TV.
What we're talking about, but like...
Yeah.
So you guys are close to the same...
Yeah.
You guys are close to the same age.
Yeah.
Me and John are a little closer. Ooh. So like we remember the Girls Gone Wild ones, but we were old enough to know like... You didn't see no nipple. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys were young enough to be like, I saw bottom half of nipple. Like, you didn't. Because I prayed for that to happen so much.
I will say the most.
I was like, Jesus, just let that black bar button guy.
Yeah.
You know, they just used to put before they started putting, like, awesome.
Yeah.
Like, putting words over it.
Big stars popping. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the most awkward things ever. The first time I ever watched a Girls Gone Wild, it was my buddy Doug's fucking birthday. We're like 12, 13. We found his dad's fucking Girls Gone Wild DVD. Gave it a watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing like, you know, sitting there with, you know, four or five dudes watching titties pop out, and you're just like, well, this is fucking weird.
Yeah. So they actually have a DVD, had the DVD?
Yeah, this is like...
But all right, this brings up a bigger question. Have you ever watched porn with your friends?
No.
That would, I guess, be the only... Because, I mean, if you consider that porn, I mean, it's literally just chicks fucking popping their tits out.
It wasn't artistic. I know they might fight for that in court, but I'm sorry, it wasn't artistic, ladies.
No.
And the guy making it was a creep, and I'm sorry, you know...
But yeah, that was the only time I guess you could say I watched porn with my friends, and like I said, that alone was awkward to me, because like, obviously I'm getting... Getting a little excited, to say the least.
It's a pillow right here.
It's like, I can't do nothing about it because
separation.
Hey, I'm
the
gonna
boys
buy,
are around.
I'm going to buy your dad's pocket pussy out. No reason. I'm just looking.
Nip.
What? Shut up.
Why is it in his pocket?
So the only time, and it was a similar situation, hanging over at a buddy's house, he had like the computer set up. He's a computer nerd, had the gaming stuff. I'm sure the guy watched porn, but he never tried to put it on us. But our buddy, we'll call him JC, in the name Jesus Christ. Ooh. Jason C.
And he wasn't 33 years old either.
I don't know if he ever made, no, he's probably, he's probably left, so a little older than me. But, like, he would be the guy that's, like, playing porn. Like, we're, like, on fucking MSN Messenger, trying to talk to classmates. It's like, guys, come watch this. We're like, oh, shit. It was like, you know, this, it's weird because you're wanting to watch porn. Like, I want to see this, but not with y'all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, obviously, I'm getting excited from seeing these titties pop out, but
this isn't a beheading video. I don't know.
I can't do what I really want to do in this situation. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm fucking.
Well, John West answered. In
puberty, fucking wanting to spank one out all the time.
John West answered. I've never watched porn with my buddy.
Loser. I don't know. Are you worried you're gonna be gay about it? Fucking loser.
Right.
I'm kidding. No,
I'm the sacrificial lamb.
I think it's weird. Like I said, the time I watched it wasn't requested. No, it was just like, come watch this. Like, and dude, you learn after two or three times where you're like, Jason, no.
I'm not going off.
Because it's into not the even like, and it's not even like turning on porn. It's like the weird, like
the co-ed.
You know, you're 12, 13, and no, it's like anal. You're like, I mean, I don't even. I mean, I love fart talk. That's great. I'm 13. That's great. You know, we didn't really have an open poop house. You know, like. My mom, my sister thought poo was gross. Me and brother probably like farce poo was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But like it was, so we had, it was like under wraps, the poo laughter at the house. But like you're not even showing me. You're just like, come watch this. You're like, oh, is she okay?
It doesn't go there. Yeah.
That's not what Jesus made mouths for.
So, co-ed porn?
Boy-girl porn? Yeah, that's...
That's crazy. I can't.
What do you watch? Lesbian porn?
Yeah, always.
The L word on Showtime?
No, solo or two girls.
So, the two girls, I don't know... I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, it has to be the right, like, okay, oh shit.
Yeah. It has, yeah.
I'm there for that.
I flip a lot of channels.
But I'll be real. I've said this on the cast. I don't even watch black dick porn.
You said that.
Because I'm like, I can't relate to that. not once, not never. So it takes me out of it a little bit. Like, I don't like, I mean, obviously... You like watching porn, you like masturbating, but it's like you don't like watching porn.
No.
You immediately feel disgusted.
I got so much done today.
Within 1.7 seconds.
Your browser history is clear. You're like, I don't even want to remember that just fucking
You're like,
happened.
I can still fold laundry now. I thought this would take up so much more time.
They give me the option, like, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 7 days, a month. I'm hitting a month. I'm clearing out my history for a month, son.
I clear it out every day, but God damn it. I got to go back 7 months.
I got to double check it. Make sure it's gone.
Well, I read on a meme that masturbation, cigarettes take away from your life, but masturbation adds to it. I'm just trying to counteract smoking them all the masturbation.
Flicking them.
It's like...
Oh shit, my juice put it out again. Gotta let that one dry out. Ew, dude. This is a nasty cast, dude. This is
nasty cast.
The nasty hour.
3 times a day.
We all naked under our clothes.
What was that video you showed us off, Mike? It was, he goes, you wanna do it? Real good, doing it real good. You know,
I don't even know this guy's name. You gotta watch the videos.
You can play the audio if you want.
He's got the famous
He's like, I got a question.
Did you get that thing oiled down?
That's the barber. I want to go to that barber and take a video of him and see.
Really? I'll be John, there. John will give it back to me. Jimmy North would be like, what you trying to oil down, bro? Huh? What? Why you always hit me with this homosexual rigmarole? Rigmarole. He hit you with that original line. Come on, why don't you almost done audio. Get it from the back.
It's the audio.
Can I ask you a question?
What you want to know, baby?
What?
The pause is killing me.
Can you ask me what? Can you ask me what?
She get mad.
Hello? Come on, man. I ain't got all day. Ask me what?
Can I do it to you real good tonight?
That's like a Norm MacDonald like style. Yes.
Like slow burn to get to the end of the joke.
Do what? And only us being able to see the video with his mouth like about to say something. But the audio is fucking great. Like, what?
What are you even saying? Hello.
Do it to you real good tonight. I might have said that to an ex on accident without seeing that video.
Most definitely.
I'm not trying to be misogynistic, but I'm also trying to be like, can I put my penis in your vagina?
Mm-hmm. His name is Travis Bright from YouTube. I don't know what he is on TikTok.
I do have a quick question. How do you guys feel about Mark Wahlberg?
Marky Mark? The Funky Bunch?
Wahlbergers.
Well, you're going to have to like give us categories. He's got a movie life. He's got a personal life.
What do you
think? I like Mark Wahlberg.
What do you think about the fella?
I like Mark
Wahlberg.
What
do you think about him?
You sure about that?
No, I think he's great.
I think the other guys is his best role ever.
Really?
I think he parked the car in Ivan Yard. He's from Boston, right?
No way.
So, here's my theory. You know how every movie he's done since...
Corrupt Boston Cop.
He's in every Boston fucking movie that comes out. Yeah. I shouldn't say that's the only movies he's done.
Even but the
he's
Boston all bombings.
The ones... Yeah, because if he was there, it would have been a lot bloodier.
Yeah.
I don't think we've talked about this, but I remember coming up with this theory, and I wanted to save it for you because you call me...
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. He calls me Mark Wahlberg looking motherfucker.
Hell yeah, Connors.
It's a term of endearment.
Yeah, most definitely is.
It's not me, Mom.
Tear him down to the bare minimum.
But I go, man... Yeah. He's got to be in every Boston movie because he did that one film where he played that Philadelphian football player. And all of his boys back in Boston were like,
Vince Papale.
Gay. You fucking pussy.
Well, he's even like...
Want some fucking hoagies?
Well, he's even like the tough guy like in The Departed. You know, you got fucking Matt Damon.
That movie's so loaded.
Oh, my God.
When has Wahlberg never not been the tough guy in any movie?
Right. Yeah, I know. Well, have all three... Obviously... You've seen it. Have you guys seen The Departed?
Yeah. The Departed.
Yeah. It's got Jack...
That's...
Jack...
Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson.
Matt Damon. Leo. Fucking Mark Wahlberg.
Leo DiCaprio.
Fuck.
What is it? What is it about?
Is it Boston?
Corrupt fucking cop. Boston cops.
I think it's like New York's Finest, but in Boston.
But Jack
and
Nicholson.
I think it came out before New York's Finest.
And Jack Nicholson is the main bad guy. Like he, you know,
it's a good movie. Who's the director? Is that a Scorsese or something different?
That might be a Scorsese.
I think it is. It is a Scorsese.
It's incredible. Fucking movie.
Whoa. I have to watch it.
It's not a bad film, but yeah. Since you call me Mark Wahlberg, I was like, yeah, now every Boston movie comes out, it's like Boston Bombing, I'm in. He's like, Boston Massacre, I guess I'll be Franklin.
Available.
He goes, I'll be Mark Wahlberg by in 1776.
I'm playing the same guy. Okay?
You know.
I'm stopping stuff from hanging on down.
Yeah. I think I seen the part. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I love it. Dave's Mark Wahlberg now.
Look. For a while, dude. For a while.
He was a white rapper at one point.
Who about Cousin?
That's what we should. Who about Cousin?
He's got the good vibrations.
Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely.
We gotta get the funky bunch. Fucking robot calls. Shia LaBeouf left.
LaBeouf.
Call back.
Yeah. Good full circle. Yes. So I always used to call like homeboy like what's his real name, guys?
Shia LaBeouf. LaBeouf.
I'm like Shia LaBeouf. That's what I call him, like whatever.
Yeah, I was calling him LaBeouf. Like a French diddler. Yeah.
Oh, that's my next door neighbor, LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah, he's Shia LaBeouf. He's the shy child molester.
No, what?
I don't know how to translate French.
This is a real story, though. I actually called him that. I was like, Shia LaBeouf. Dave does good, like, portrayal of myself.
Disturbia.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, he's got it mastered. It's been like 8 years.
Say the movie title.
Wait. Oh. The Biden. Disturbia. Oh, Disturbia.
Don't start to say it like me.
Oh, shit.
That was his Michigan accent. He was fucking. Look, dude, this guy's voices.
Off the charts.
Let me get it. You know, Yankee accent.
Old bud.
That's northern. I said northern. I said Yankee.
That's all I got.
That's my drinking. Is my drink impression when I'm drinking. Bud, you want to go do a smoke?
Yeah, bud.
He goes, don't you know? Go, hey, that's Wisconsin. Bitch, that's Wisconsin. You better recognize.
It was funny at work. I was trying to start a rumor that Dave say soda. Nobody wanted to run with me. They was like, oh, nah. Because he don't. I'm like.
He does say it, though.
No, you say pop.
I don't say soda. I said Dan Soder is one of my favorite comedians.
Oh, gotcha.
But yeah. Soda, I don't even say fuck. Dude, so Liam, one, he talked. Sorry, I didn't mean to name drop. But anyways, he talks pretty quiet, even when he's like talking to you a few feet away. And then, so he goes, hey, why is the soda it? But I didn't hear what he said. I go, what? And the customer goes, soda. And I was still a little like, because I was already like working on something else. I'm like, what are these guys looking for? Why are you talking? They go, soda. Why is soda in? I'm like, oh, shit. I might have said the S word. I was like, aisle 19, you got Coke Zero and cans? I'm like, I think we got some 12 packs of Coke Zero, yes. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? You got Coke and cans? I'm like, not individually? I don't know. Y'all talk funny. Soda!
Soda.
Obama. But no, I was serious, like, soda, what are they? Oh,
it's fucking sick.
I will say I was a guy that graduated from calling everything a Coke to soda.
I'll take that. That's better. Because the first time
I was that guy. I know. Can I get Coke?
Can I get a Coke? What kind of Coke? A Sprite Coke?
That's Sprite Coke.
You know what you want. That's not a fucking cola. That's a citrus ass, no caffeine ass.
I made progress, drink.
All right? I love Sprite.
I say soda now.
We'll get you further north soon.
Yeah, you get there. We'll get there.
Call a milkshake. We're like, all right, what region? You go to fucking. Well, the Minnesota. Are you a Wisconsin?
Well, it's more of the northwestern region, right? Like, they call it pap. Hey, can I get a pap? You know, I mean, that's the accent I got.
It might
like,
be mainly like Michigan, maybe Chicago, but like, I found out during. Even we talked about Devil's Night.
Yeah.
So, like, what would you call the night before? I just kind of, like, what would you call the night before Halloween?
Mischief Night.
The day before Halloween.
Some people call it day before Halloween, Halloween's Eve. Michigan, Eve, yeah. Michigan, Devil's Night. And I didn't know that wasn't a thing, like, at least American-wide.
Right.
Until, I don't know, I was like 27 or something.
What do you mean by Devil's Night?
That's just what you called October 30.
Halloween Eve.
You go out.
The day before Halloween.
If you're a bad
that's
kid.
That's where the pranks happen.
That's where pranks.
Rolling. TPN house. That's where the egg and yards.
Yeah, but that's
yards.
Where the corny pranks that are fun to do happen. But really you TP houses, smash pumpkins. You're like, oh, your kid spent 2 hours on this? Ha! I just broke it in 2 seconds.
And let's throw toilet paper all over.
And then we'll throw toilet paper in your yard because we don't know what COVID is. And we don't know that we need to hoard this 20 years prior.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
And sometimes we'll put forks in your yard.
Fork and yards is always fun.
Fork and yards. You just put a bunch of fucking disposable forks.
Because they got to pick that shit out the next day. And they're going to hate it.
And they're in a wheelchair.
So that's the prank.
We just go buy a fucking prank. party boxes. See,
Connell said on the right side tonight. From these guys.
I'm not mean.
you get the party boxes of fucking forks. And
you
like,
just the yard?
Oh, yeah. Just all throughout that motherfucker, dude.
I have never done this, but I heard about taking, like, you know it's going to rain.
Instant mashed potatoes.
Take a bunch of instant mashed potatoes. I've never tried that, but I want to so bad. I want to try my own yard.
We'll start right here.
Pray it rains.
Put like a little section right here.
Pray it rains gravy. If God is real.
So you guys were the don't put it out with your boots test type of guys.
Yeah, which is funny in that movie. My mom's name's Barb, and my stepdad Ted.
And Barb and Ted.
That's Barb and Ted the movie. No, put it out with your boots, Ted. Shut up, you devil woman. I think you might be like, Barb.
This is not a good
call. Someone's out calling Barb. This is not a good call. Eddie pointed that out to me and Mel growing up. We're like, oh shit. That is them. They argue about nothing.
Yeah.
Like, there's one problem to solve here, and they're like, nah, don't do it like that. So that was from my psychiatrist.
Oh, that's crazy.
But no. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, he was right. I stayed in the house.
No, he did some dirty pranks.
Well, I said he was right about me. I wasn't.
Never.
He released 3 pigs into his high school and labeled them 1, 3, and 4.
I didn't do that.
So they'd be like, where's number 2 at?
Always looking for number 2.
He's making shit up again. That's actually pretty dope.
That was John East. That wasn't John West.
No, that's Dave East. Oh, wait, that's a rapper. Never mind. I can't assume that. Alter ego.
No, but no shit. Like, I really never did pranks before.
I was scared, I ain't gonna lie to you. Until I got like teenage high school.
I was a fucking hoodlum.
I love pranks, but like, I
was a fucking heathen growing up. Yeah.
I was also more of an idea guy. So I'd be like, hey, Tommy, you know, it'd be funny. Well, let's say you're the bad kid in class.
Oh, and I rolled with it. I go, no matter what
Tommy,
I did, you had him. Like,
go grab John's notebook and just cut it down the middle.
Okay.
Only halfway.
You got the scissors?
And I would go like a shank. And yeah, dude. I was Dr. Dre, dude. I'd be like, do this, do that.
Yeah.
And then so I would only slightly get in trouble.
You were like the facilitator.
I was a fucking maestro.
Oh, the shit. Yeah, maestro. You were fucking
got the
oh
beef
from
maestro. Yeah. A fucking Ray.
I didn't think about this until just now. So I did play a great prank when I was in 8th grade. My English teacher, it was her last year of teaching school. And the first day of school, she asked us, like, she's like, I'm retired after this year. She's like, somebody steals my timer every year, like when you're doing like quizzes and shit. Please don't steal my timer. She was the devil. Like, this lady was just mean. All right.
She's a bitch. She's a lover. She's a child.
She's a mother. She's a saint. I'm a saint.
Funny side story to it. She was an English teacher. She had us write an essay. It was, if you could change one thing about the school, what would you change? I wrote one sentence. I would fire Miss Blevin's fat ass.
Jesus. Oh,
fuck you.
I got a week of in school for that.
You spell fat P-H-A-T?
So last day of school, I did not steal her that's timer. Positive. I set that bitch that's for 3 hours. That's why he got trouble for misspelling. The fucking ceiling tile.
Like, oh, this idiot can't spell fat. Yes, it spelled like foam.
I was a little shit.
That's crazy. Dude, yeah. Is it funny?
I never understood the guys that were like the 1 week in school suspension. What's up?
Nothing. It's nothing.
No,
I get. Torture. I do my classwork and then I get to sleep the rest of the fucking day.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that it's like, but it's just one of those like.
They literally give you everything you're doing.
I'm sure teachers get wrong about. Well, I know teachers get wrong about presumptions all the time because how many famous people were told they weren't going to be shit? And they're like, you're wrong. And how many of us were told we were going to be shit? We're like, you get a lot more right than wrong. You know?
Fuck
you.
Yeah.
Like, I graduated. You're wrong about that, but I will be shit.
You're wrong, though.
Partially wrong, mathematics teacher. I had you for algebra. Angles. You're like, all right, I got someone else to yell at, too. That reminds me.
Oh, God damn.
I say it's a good place to close it out. Yeah. I fucking love you, boys.
Thank you, guys. Yes, thank you, Connor. Coming on, man. As always.
I love you, man. Thank you for coming.
Oh, yeah, always. It's been a good time.